My Bible reading this week, I was spending a little bit of time in Isaiah chapter 40, and I read a verse that became sort of, spoke to me in a very personal way, and oftentimes scriptures do that, and I don't mean to yank this thing out of context and misapply it, but it seemed like there was something here that we could look at together as God's people. In Isaiah chapter 40, there's in verse 27, there's a question that's asked. And it says this: "Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God?" Let me read that again. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God?" Maybe you have asked questions like this during times of pain and difficulty in life. Have you ever wondered where God was? It seems to be that's what's being asked here. Have you ever been brought to the place where you questioned whether God actually cares? That God is interested in the circumstances you're going through? Or that God is even in control of the details of your life? Have you ever said, "Oh Kyle," or "Oh Renee," or "Oh Mike, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of God"? Well, if I raised your hand, and at least if some of you didn't raise it and say, "Yes, I have asked that question," I would call you liars because I'm your pastor, and some of you have raised these questions before me. And it's not uncommon as Christians that we would do this because we still do not have a faith that's pure and absolutely righteous yet. If we are honest with ourselves, to one degree or another, these types of wanderings have crossed our minds at one time or another. During such times, we need to hear the clear proclamation made by Isaiah here, the prophet. That's what we need to hear. Hopefully, as your pastor, when you come to me with questions like this, I don't say, "Well, you know, it's just going to get better, and you just got to be patient, and it'll all work out in the end." And that's not what Isaiah does. Isaiah doesn't give him some milquetoast psychological counseling here. Isaiah begins immediately, in order to get Jacob and Israel out of their quandary, he begins immediately to talk about Yahweh. He immediately begins to talk about who Yahweh is. And that's what happens in verses 28 through 31. Listen to what Isaiah says as by way of counsel. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Isaiah says, to help you with this matter, remember God. Remember who God is. And remember that God in his covenant with you will keep you. So in response to Jacob and Israel's questions, what does God's word say? It is rather blunt and right to the point. No, your way is never hidden from the Lord. No, the justice due you never escapes the notice of God. He never tires, he never misunderstands, but gives strength and power to the weary and the weak. He grants new strength to those who wait for him. Now, if you need strength today, you need to look no further than to whom Isaiah points us to here, to the everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth. We always have his attention. Let me repeat that. Both individually and corporately, we always have God's attention. He's not like me as a dad, and my children do not always have my attention, or my wife. We always have God's attention. We are always under his care. This little reminder might also remind you of your need to confess your sins for those times when you have not trusted God with the circumstances you are in. Maybe you are in one of those circumstances right now, and I want to tell you they come in many different forms and many different shapes, many different strengths, but they come our way. Maybe you are struggling with trusting God even now. So let's confess our sins together and go to Christ who can forgive us. Let's pray. Father, given the state of affairs that we live in, given the world that we live in, it makes no sense not to trust you. Because you are the one who has created all things. You are the everlasting God. You are the one who never grows weary and never tired. And yet sometimes we fail to trust you. We pray that you might forgive us of that sin. Both individually and corporately, God. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your forgiveness. We thank you now, Lord, because of what Christ has done. Individually and corporately, we can ascend to heaven and worship right now with the angels and the saints in the heavenly places. And participate for a time being here in Mifflin, at Providence Church, in this church building here. We can participate in that worship that goes on forever and eternally in the heavenly Zion. Thank you that we can be there now. In Jesus' name, amen.